A three-mile swath of debris in the Atlantic Ocean has been confirmed to be from the missing Air France Flight 447. That flight had disappeared from radar screens Sunday night with 228 people on board. French and Brazilian Navy ships are headed toward the area, but why the plane crashed without so much as a mayday call remains a mystery. Eleanor Beardsley has been following the story from Paris and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And Eleanor, what is the latest as of this morning on that crash?
Well, the latest is that both the Brazilian and French governments have confirmed that this is, in fact, debris from the downed Air France flight. And the next phase is to recover some of that debris and, of course, the all-important black box. And I spoke with Aviation Week's international editor, Robert Wall, who is based in Paris, and this is what he had to say.
Well, the French government, for instance, has dispatched an oceanographic research vessel that can go up to 6 kilometers in depth. And presumably there's hope that with all that equipment, they'll be able to find those black boxes quickly and start analyzing the data.
In fact, what he says is the question that everyone's asking, can we actually find those black boxes? Because analysts are saying we've never found a black box that deep. I mean, this ocean is more than 2 miles deep. And also the currents are very strong. The water is rough. So there are a lot of questions. But Robert Wall seems to think that it can happen. This is what he says.
There have been other instances where finding black boxes has been difficult. And you may recall there was a crash out in Indonesia that was also in the water, and that was also a very, very difficult situation. I'll say this. I'm pretty confident they will find enough evidence to start put together a picture, and eventually we will get a probable cause finding. But I think it could take a very long time in this case.
Now, the other thing, though, Eleanor, of course, people are wondering about now, and certainly the families are, is whether remains of those on board can be found. And I'm guessing nobody thinks there's any survivors.
Yeah, that there was maybe even yesterday some people voicing hope to that, especially families of passengers, because, you know, you can't help but have some hope. But now there seems to be none at all, and people are just hoping maybe to get, you know, bodies back, which doesn't even look very probable. Today there will be an ecumenical service held at Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy is expected to attend with, of course, all the family members of the passengers.
Now, there are details starting to come out about some of those passengers. Tell us about those that you know about.
First of all, Air France has not published the list of passengers yet, but they will do that today. Still, there have been some details coming out. One really sad, poignant story is an electrical parts company in France awarded its 10 best sales employees with a trip to Brazil with their wives or husbands. And so all of them died in that flight. And then there's a story of these three young Irish doctors who had just graduated from Trinity College and had gone to Brazil to celebrate. And they've, of course, died. There were children on the flight. And so, Renee, when they publish this list, we can be expecting just a lot more stories about the lives and the people who were on that flight.
Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Eleanor Beardsley speaking to us from Paris.